the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Church, Saint Joseph, Saint Benedict, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate in the Church's calendar the great monastic founder, Saint Benedict, who, as we know, in his life saw the importance of prayer and work, and he incorporated it into a spirituality that God gave him, blessed him with that charism to establish a monastic order, the Benedictines, and all the very many Benedictine groups that grew out from his charism, all based on the motto, pray and work, ora et labora. And they attribute to Saint Benedict and to monasticism that he founded the preservation of Western civilization. It's the monks of the early centuries who saw the good things of the culture around them, the pagan culture that had preceded the church, you might say, in the Roman civilization. And they took what was good, kept it, retained it, preserved it, and helped to, you might say, baptize it, and to bring about, you might say, the great Western civilization, which we have enjoyed for these last centuries, which is really part and parcel attributed to the church, and especially to the monastic orders of that early ages, the early centuries, the 400s, 500s, 600s, ever since Saint Benedict's life, that helped to preserve that. When we talk about especially Western civilization, we have to talk about Christian civilization, because there would be no Western civilization if it weren't for the church. At least it wouldn't be as lofty and as, you might say, as supreme as it was because of the church's influence. When you look at all the different civilizations around, they may have achieved many technical and very, you know, technological feats, but they did not have that certain, you might say, human element that was elevated because, of course, the grace that came through the church's influence is what helped to you might say, bring it to another level. And it's only probably, it's obvious, you might say, because when you look at culture is, and the word comes from the same root word as agriculture, cultivate. Culture is something that is cultivated by the people that, you know, live and work and how they interact. Culture is a fruit of that, you might say, human work, you might say. It's the fruit of people living together, and it is cultivated by that. If they have a high principles and high standard by which they live and cooperate with each other, that culture is going to reach a high level. If it's only, you might say, pagan, and it only has the natural law as its guide, it will have a certain level of degree of perfection, you might say, but it will always be lacking. And you can look at it just in the sense of mankind himself. Adam and Eve in the garden, when they were created by God, were created in grace. And when they rejected God's grace, they fell. And so man without grace is not truly complete. And since culture is a product of man, if that culture doesn't have grace, it will not be complete either. It will not be reaching its levels to which it ought to reach. And so just as individually man needs God's grace, so culture needs God's grace. Nature, grace builds on nature. And if that nature is devoid of God's grace, it will never be, will not reach perfection. It will never be completely satisfied. It will not be complete, period. And this is the reason why culture was reached a high level when the church's influence and its value was seen by the people that lived in those ages, in which we see the great cathedrals being built and we see the great advances in learning and in human refinement, you might say, that came through the influence of the church as on mankind. And in the same sense, as we see our culture rejecting God's grace, because man is rejecting God's grace, we see that the culture is becoming more and more degenerate. It's corrupting, because that's just the nature of things, the way it is. And so if we want to preserve the culture around us, because that's a very important thing, it's from which societies are built upon, culture, the influence of culture, and the fruit of that can either be a good effect or a bad effect. And especially if we're promoting things which are contrary to nature, you know, with the whole attack on marriage in our society, the attack on those traditional values that are based upon Christian principles, then we're going to see the culture is going to be in grave danger. It's not the civilization upon which that culture is, you might say, influenced by, is going to be more and more corrupted as well. And so when we look at St. Benedict and the whole monastic movement that he started, you know, St. Benedict was known for his, that the devils hated St. Benedict, and that's where the sacramental of the St. Benedict's medal has kind of been an outgrowth of that Benedictine charism that he had. You know, that people get St. Benedict's medals and they have the understanding that, you know, to use this sacramental has a great influence against the evil that is around us. So we need to invoke St. Benedict, and we need to once again see that it's through his staying close to God and through his life of prayer and work that in and of itself was an exorcism on the culture and around the environment in which he lived. Because he prayed and because he worked in a spirit of prayer, his work was influenced by his spirit of prayer. It helped to, in one sense, drive out and helped him to discern what was good and what should be retained around him and what should be rejected. Because one of the fruits of prayer is discernment. And in our society today, we need the great gift of discernment. We need to be able to discern that, is this influence of this particular philosopher or philosophy, is that something that we want to follow or retain? We need the gift of discernment, especially in our society, not only as in society in whole, but even families, as parents. And that gift of discernment comes through praying. And if we don't pray, we're not going to be able to discern. We're just going to accept everything that comes down the pike, just because our culture is influenced by the media very much so, and by Hollywood, instead of by the Hollywood of the cross of Christ. We are adopting things which are so contrary to the gospel. And we need that gift of discernment that comes through prayer to say, is this what I want my family or my society or my country to be following? And if we don't have that gift of discernment, we will be greatly hampered and even in danger of losing the good things that we value so much in society and the good things that the faith has brought to us. We know that the popes, since John Paul II was the first to really emphasize this with our modern societies. He said, you know, that Europe has to go back to the church, has to go back to the faith, if it wants to retain the great things it has enjoyed because of the civilization in which we live. If it rejects the church, then it will also be rejecting that civilization that it so much has valued and that it is, you know, has benefited from. And we see that very clearly, that he is a prophet, and that we are becoming more and more corrupted as we reject the wisdom of the church. And we need to invoke Saint Benedict, because he has been named by Pope John Paul II as one of the co-patrons of Europe, along with Saint Cyril and Methodius, because the Holy Father saw that we needed these saints, these patrons, who had so much an influence on society in their days, to be patron saints of the West. And since Europe is where the Western civilization was really born, that we need their guidance and their heavenly intercession to help us today, that we will build upon those good things that have preceded us, the civilization that we've enjoyed. And to do so, we need to be men and women who are moved and inspired and living in grace. We need that grace to be able to help build not only a heavenly kingdom, but even the earthly kingdom in which we live. We need God's grace for that, and we need the faith, the Catholic faith, not just any faith. There's only one faith, the Catholic faith, that will give us those gifts and give us that ability to truly build a society which will help us to get to heaven. Let us ask Saint Benedict and all the great saints of the monastic tradition that he founded to assist us to be able to pray and work, to pray so that we can discern as we work about our salvation, not only for us as individually, but to work for the salvation of all mankind. What is important to retain and to help us in society to build a culture, as Pope John Paul II said, a culture of life, a culture that is based on the gospel of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.